Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey there, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Our hope is that these podcasts would offer encouragement and help as you seek to live out and grow your faith. And today, we're going to think about three little words that Jesus gave to his original disciples, and he gives to us today. He says in John 13, verse 34, he says, "I'm giving you a new commandment." Now, this is a big deal. This would have gotten their attention. They would have leaned in to say, what is he about to say? And then here it is. Here's a new commandment. Love each other. Now, those three words don't seem like a big deal. Those three words by themselves are simple words to write, and they're simple words to listen to, but to live them out, that takes a whole different level of faith. Here's what Jesus says, love each other just as I have loved you, you should love each other. He goes on to say in John 15, again, this is my commandment. Love each other in the same way that I've loved you. Well, how do we do that? I mean, how are we meant to live this truth out today? One of the things I love about Scripture is not only does it tell us exactly what Jesus said, but it shows us what he actually did. And when you look in the Gospels, you see at least three different ways that Jesus showed his love to other people. And so when Jesus says, love one another as I've loved you, maybe these would be three things that we could try today. And the first one is number one, Jesus forgave sinners. He forgave sinners. He says in Matthew 6, for if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. I mean, we could go through countless stories in scriptures about how when Jesus was around religious people who thought they had it together, he got frustrated. He tried to get their attention. He tried to change their minds. But when Jesus was around sinners that were open and honest and hungry, man, he forgave them. The ultimate act of this is when Jesus was on the cross, hung between two criminals, and yet he said, Father, forgive them. Here's a second way that Jesus modeled his love. Number two, he washed their feet. Think about it. On the Thursday night meal, right before his betrayal, he's meeting with those disciples. An argument breaks out. Who's going to be the greatest? Who's going to be the person sitting next to Jesus and God in heaven? And it says in John 13 that Jesus got up from that meal. He took off his outer clothing. He wrapped a towel around his waist. And after that, he poured water into a basin and he began to wash his disciples' feet. Now, this was something that a servant would have normally done. This was something that was a common custom in their day. But can you imagine Jesus? Can you imagine the Son of God, the living water, the Lamb of God, the true vine, the bread of life, the light of the world, stooping down to wash the dirty, smelly, filthy feet of the disciples? It reminds us of what Jesus said when he said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. A third way that Jesus models love for his people is he breaks bread with them. He breaks bread with them. In fact, this became the tradition of the early church. In Acts chapter 2, it says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. There's something relational about sitting at the table with somebody. There's something relational about going deep with a few. And so Jesus models this. He models forgiveness. He models service. He models relationship. What if you and I today said, as best as we know how, we want to try to model those three things? What if you and I said, you know what? Instead of judging somebody, what if I forgave them? What if instead of being entitled and looking out for my rights, what if I found a way to serve somebody today? And what if just maybe instead of ignoring the people around us, we established a relationship and we poured into them and we sat at the table with them. Jesus says, I give you this new commandment, love one another. And Jesus shows us how to do it. And so my friends, my prayer is today that all of us, myself included, would act and look a lot like Jesus. Have a great day. We'll see you back here soon.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.